Hello, this is Issa Khan with The Long View. Over the weeks, we've woven the concepts of critical media literacy, or CML, into our sustainability topics. CML is all about understanding how the media works and being able to analyze their myriad of messages. Though there are many types of media, in particular, it's useful to understand the dynamics and tools of advertising and news media, venues that exude a tremendous amount of power over the substance and makeup of our world. There are several reasons to become media literate. First, we as a culture are immersed in media messages, email spams, TV news, and advertising below our feet in the supermarket. We can't get away from it. When we become aware of media's control over our time, we can then actively manage this onslaught by selectively shutting off and tuning out. Second, the power of mass media is rooted in the desires of the largest organizations, including the ever-growing international corporations and the U.S. government. Both of these organizational types have gained exceedingly more control over society in very recent years. On a national level, the societal ills generated by the latter are especially discouraging. Do our futures seem more promising and our U.S. streets safer these days in the face of the expenses and abuses associated with so-called homeland security? We need to be skeptical about what's pushed on us through the media when the messages are from these sources, because their interests are simply not ours, those of the general public. A final reason today for becoming critically media literate, or CML, is that mass media messages are carefully constructed by professionals who've made an art of manipulation. Through their knowledge of psychology and sociology, they appeal to our fears and desires in order to manipulate us to buy, do, and think as they would have us. And given enough resources, evidently, they're also enabled to lie to us as well, directly. As an example, Karl Rove, the proclaimed architect of President Bush's re-election victory, informed the public on PBS's Frontline last spring that his tactics were in fact dishonest. He did this with a sly smile that made me shudder. This is what we should fear. As a living model of why we should all become critically media literate, consider the human tragedy that is the Iraq War. It's time to remind ourselves of the media messages generated by the federal government that led up to the shock and awe invasion of Iraq on March 18, 2003. The highlight of this week's segment is a speech from Jane Cutter at a Bainbridge Island workshop in Washington State. Jane is the Seattle coordinator for Act Now to Stop War and End Racism, or ANSWER. She reviews the parade of bogus information that has cost tens of thousands of lives, billions of dollars, and has increased worldwide hostility by any thinking person's estimation. As the third anniversary of the war is a month away, it's useful to remember what we were told that convinced so many U.S. citizens to support the administration's decision to go to war, only to find out later that the principal players had lied again and again. Sustainable development depends on honesty. The public may not be able to evoke the honesty it deserves from the federal government all the time, but it can learn to read through the bull and take action from there. Before the feature, please note that you can visit WUML-longview.org for information and links to much of the information I mentioned on today's segment. Audio, articles, and important links of previous sustainability segments also remain posted for your review. So, thank you for listening to The Long View. This is Issa Khan, turning the segment over to ANSWER, as Jane Cutter cranks up for the third anniversary of the Iraq War.